according to all the radar stuff, we're going to be in it for a while here.
Yep. All right, we'll go ahead and get started here. You're listening to Real Country WZQZ. I'm Jimmy Holbrook, and I'm joined by Ben Gross on the phone. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning, Jimmy. I'm back from the dead here.
You've had your little round of sickness the past couple of days, but you got well just in time to see some snow.
Yeah, I'm looking out my window right now, Jimmy, and I guess about 10 or 15 minutes ago down here in Somerville, it really started mixing in. You could see... I'd say it's about a 50-50 mix of snow and rain out there right now, but some big flakes starting to fall, and it looks like it's going to do this for several hours today if you look at the radar.
It certainly does, and you know, just about 45 minutes ago, we had people I noticed on Facebook saying, oh, this is going to be all rain, but this system's really not coming to us the way that we normally get snow.
My wife said the same thing this morning when we woke up, and I said, all the action is on the backside of the system that's going to come later today. And Jimmy, I'm just sitting here, I've been reading on some of the weather boards I'm on all the time, and apparently it's a lot of areas to our south, Jimmy, down in Cumming and Metro Atlanta and Woodstock down in that area, have even had some light accumulations, and that's because as that low rotates, it brings cold air with it, and it's wrapping that cold air down to the south first, and that's why some areas south of us are even getting more precipitation and accumulations than we are right now, but that will change as the day goes on, and especially if you head, you know, around lunchtime and after there, that's really when all that, I just saw in Henniger, Alabama, there was reports that a poster there put a picture of his yard, and they probably had an inch of snow on the ground out there. Mm-hmm. So Henniger, Huntsville, all those places out to the west of us, they're kind of getting what we're getting, going to get here in a couple hours. And as I'm sitting here talking to you, Jimmy, it just seems like the snow is mixing in even heavier here in Somerville. So it'll be interesting to see an upper-level low system like this brings the cold air with it. And I know that doesn't make a lot of sense, but as it moves in, those temperatures are going to drop, and it wouldn't take much right now for us to see some good snow here.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it started snowing out at Cloudland about 2 or 3 hours ago. And first it was just mixed with rain, so it really wasn't doing anything. And over the past hour and a half or so, it's really started to pile up out there. We talked with Sheriff Mark Schrader, and he said that Georgia State Trooper Chris Harris is out there patrolling on Highway 157. And Georgia has done a pretty good job of keeping the roads clear. We talked with Joe Shulman with the Georgia DOT earlier this morning, and they actually started treating, you know, the hot spots, Taylor's Ridge, Highway 48, Highway 157, on Friday. So they kind of got a jump on it. But that's not the case in Alabama, where Highway 117 has already been closed.
Yeah, and I was just reading that just a minute ago, Jimmy. That's, I guess, right as you go over Mentone going up down the backside of the mountain there. Is that where they closed it?
Yeah, that's my understanding. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It'll
be really interesting what happens to the folks up in Cloudland. They could get a lot of snow out of this.
They could. And, you know, it just really remains to be seen what we get here in the valley. And, I had somebody message me a while ago and said, why didn't they predict this? Well, they've been doing their best all week, but with a situation like this, it's really hard to pinpoint it.
Jimmy, I've been trying to post on this for 2 or 3 days, and everything was just so close on temperatures that the weather model. I'm not a meteorologist, but I've studied those weather models, and they were all over the place because they didn't know what to do.
Right.
And these snow systems in the southeast, usually it's a very fine line, and I know people don't like to hear that. They want you to tell them what's going to happen, but it's just so difficult, and I feel sorry for all the meteorologists because this was this one was really difficult, and the people who pegged it were really good at what they do.
Yeah.
And so, Jimmy, I love snow. I know a lot of people don't. I love it. There's another system to watch later in the week.
Yep.
And this was a La Nina winter, and a lot of people said, you know, we wouldn't see snow this winter. And it's been crazy how active the pattern's been just for the last week.
Yeah, and you know, that's another thing that I've been trying to stress this week. I'm not a meteorologist either. You're not a meteorologist, but you know what? We do report on what happens in Chattooga County. And you know, you can be watching the Atlanta weather right now, and they're not going to be telling you what's going on here in Chattooga County. And that's why it's so important that people stay tuned to WZQZ, to local sources, and know what's happening here.
Absolutely. I mean, Jimmy, there's so many resources now online. Like anybody can go look at these weather models, you know, that a lot of the meteorologists look at. That doesn't mean that we can explain them like the meteorologists can, but you can see what they're looking at to get their information. And then another great resource is going to the National Weather Service website, and you can. And one of the things I love to do, Jimmy, is the forecast discussion. If you if that really gets into the nuts and bolts of the forecast and really tells you what's going on behind the scenes. And a lot of times I get a lot of great information there. So the National Weather Service website is a great resource. And
And you know, really, out of everything that I've seen, and I'm like you, I've been looking at this since about Tuesday of this week, and really, the National Weather Service probably pegged it closer than anybody else has.
And I think they've I think kind of what they're saying in their winter storm warning, you know, they're calling for places like Cloudland up there to get 3, 4 inches, maybe more, and the valley to get a dusting to 1 inch. And I kind of think that's what's going to happen.
And you know, something that I explained yesterday on Facebook is that it's different in the summertime because the National Weather Service will split the county up when there are, you know, tornadoes or severe thunderstorms. But when they issue winter weather watches and advisories and warnings, they don't split the county up. And, you know, Cloudland is still in Chattooga County, so if it's going to get snow, we're going to get a warning.
That's and you just hit what I was going to say. That's really why Chattooga County got a winter storm warning, was because of the mountain, because what was going to happen up there. But Jimmy, one of the things is that an upper level low system that's driving this whole deal here is on the backside of that. You get, they call them deformation bands, and you they don't ever know where that's going to hit. And it you know, in systems like this, some areas, I'm not saying this is going to happen here, you know, some areas get 3 or 4 times as much as an area that was just 5 miles north of there.
Right, and we've
So
seen that happen before.
yeah, and it could be an area, it could be somewhere down in metro Atlanta that happens.
Right,
You just
right.
don't know. So it'll be fun to watch today. And it's beautiful to sit here and look out the window and see the snowfall. And I know some people don't enjoy it, but I love it, Jimmy.
All right, Ben. Well, we appreciate you taking time to talk to us this morning.
All right, y'all have a good Sunday.
WZQZ's newsman, Ben Gross, who is our weather guru around here. I appreciate Ben. He's been under the weather, but I appreciate him taking the time to talk with us this morning. Keep it right here, folks. We're going to keep you updated with the latest on Real Country WZQZ.